This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook Dynapro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
What's happening, everybody? This is the official Lakers podcast. I'm your host, Mike Trudell. Super pumped to be here, flanked by Aaron Larsoul. You ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Let's get it.
I think the Lakers will be a top 10 defense.
Okay, now, you're calling your shot again. A team that has two stars, or two superstars in this case, as LeBron and AD, can sometimes cancel each other out. But I think they're both good candidates for MVP.
I really like the way that this team just feels to be around. It's a very clear message. It's two stars in LeBron and AD, and it's everybody else that's on board.
The relationship that is developing between those two off the court and on the court, their cohesiveness on the court, I think in this case, this is a special case that the two of them will enhance each other as opposed to taking away from each other.
Be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review.
Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Five-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Dan Patrick.
Season's greetings from all of us at the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on the holidays.
Dan and the Danettes are off.
This is what we do for the holidays.
But the Dan Patrick Show continues straight on into 2020.
Who here has their house decorated?
Yeah, we got all kinds of special things that we have like around the door. And
can you bring in a picture? Snowflakes.
Yeah, I can take a picture.
Yeah,
he brings in a company to decorate his house for Christmas.
I think I'm less lazy, more just I just know my limitations and I can't.
Hang something up and another man can.
That's correct.
But the playoffs are approaching, and college bowl season is here. From the Mercedes-Benz Studios in Los Angeles, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Hour number two here on the Dan Patrick Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Jason McIntyre, joined by former UCLA star and 10-year NBA vet, Ryan Hollins. 1 hour down. Two to go. We had so much fun that last hour, Ryan. I thought about texting the big bosses and saying, can we just tack an hour on the end of the show? Because we barely covered anything. We haven't got to the NFL, college football. I mean, we basically did an hour on Lakers-Clippers. And listen, that game warranted it. But there is other stuff to get to, like a story that dropped in The Athletic this week. Nice timing ahead of the Lakers-Clippers game, of course. And the crux of the story was Kawhi Leonard has built this narrative as, oh, he's such a humble superstar. He's just quietly goes about his business. What board man gets paid, all that fun stuff, right? And then here we have in the story in The Athletic, when Kawhi Leonard was talking to the Lakers, the guy he handpicked, not an agent, but his uncle, Uncle Dennis, sources say the league was told that Uncle Dennis asked Lakers officials for part ownership of the team, a private plane that would be available at all times, a house, and Ryan Hollins, this is last but certainly not least, a guaranteed amount of off-court endorsement money that they could expect if Leonard played for their team. That's a lot to take in. Ryan Hollins, Kawhi Leonard, can we officially call him a diva?
No. No. As a matter of fact, not.
Yeah. He wanted a private plane.
Listen.
Not a diva move. Okay, got
it. The reason that I say no, as an athlete, when you're hot, when you're on, brother, you have to take advantage. Kawhi Leonard is one of the most sought-after free agents that we had ever seen. And in fact, not only was he
more sought-after than Kevin Durant? No.
Let me say this. Sought-after in the sense that I believe his decision was actually up in the air. See, Kevin Durant's decision to me wasn't quite up in the air. It just fell down to certain circumstances. There's no one necessarily going to change or sway what Kevin Durant was doing. Now, ultimately, it looks like...
Wait, no, I don't mean Kevin Durant Nets. I mean when Durant left OKC.
Yeah. No, okay, I agree. Okay. I agree. But I think they had a handshake deal to the Warriors in season. I believe that was already in play. A lot of these... And I believe when it comes down to Kawhi Leonard, he was actually available, but he was saying, well, Clippers are the girl I want to be with, but if I'm going to go home with you, Lakers, if I'm going to go home with you, Toronto...
Well, Lakers already had LeBron.
You guys are going to have to sway me because I know it's going to come with a lot of scrutiny,
Ryan,
right?
Ryan, by the way, sway... by the way, private plane, part ownership, a house, and a guaranteed off-court endorsement money all fall well outside the confines of the league's collective bargaining agreement. So they didn't really go into these negotiations in good faith. They basically had on ski masks and said, give us everything.
Pretty much. Or that's the only way I'm coming. That's the only way I'm coming. As an athlete, when you're hot, as I said earlier, you know there's a small window where it's going to happen. And especially with Kawhi Leonard. Keep in mind, Kawhi Leonard has never forgotten that year that he sat out in San Antonio and he saw how quickly things changed. He saw how poorly he was treated and how poorly that the narrative had changed around him from every media outlet, every coach, teammates, guys that he had spent the beginnings of his career with had now thrown him completely under the bus. So now Kawhi went into this free agency after winning a championship, after doing the unthinkable, knocking off the Warriors due to injury. I don't agree that they would have beat the full-fledged Warriors. We both agreed to that and said, man, I have to get everything that I can get out of this. Now, it is the team's responsibility to say no. And ultimately, he's not the first athlete to do this, Jason. Everybody's so appalled. My big problem here is that you found out what happened in the negotiations, and this happens all the time, a lot of the time, and you don't hear about it. You never hear. And some of these exactly.
Lakers salty.
Why are we hearing about it here? So maybe it was a situation where Kawhi is such a hot talking point because they're only mad when you're doing well. If Kawhi was stinking it up, nobody would care. They're only mad when you're doing well. Either was a deal. Well, the Lakers pulled a salty move and leaked the information Or was it just one of those things that can easily come in up in conversation and spread like wildfire? Can you believe what he asked for? Can you believe what he asked?
I can't believe
the plane, the house, the everything?
I can't believe you're defending this load management fraud. Let's turn back the clock and go to, you said San Antonio, they threw him under the bus. Ryan, I mean, you remember, he was playing 3-on-3, 4-on-4 in practice with Tony Parker and Manu that year that Kawhi Leonard said, I can't play, I'm hurt. And that's, they didn't throw him under the bus. They were like, bro, he's running practice. He looks good at practice. He looks really sharp, and he wasn't playing. That's a diva move. I don't want to play because of a degenerative knee injury. Get out of here. Nobody buys that. The Spurs doctors looked him up and down for like 6 months. This guy's ready to go.
Wait, excuse me. Forgive me. I didn't hear you. You said whose doctors?
Spurs.
The one thing I'm going to tell you again as an athlete, whenever you hear the team psychologist, the team doctor, they're on payroll for who? The team.
But it wasn't.
That's why you go out and get a second opinion. Oh, man, hey, sit down with this team psychologist. Everything's confidential. Tell them everything. As a player, we go in the locker room saying, man, you better not say anything to the team psychologist. Who's she getting paid by? The team.
Okay, but this is a guy who won finals MVP with them. He played for them for multiple years. He was the heir to Tim Duncan.
Here's the deal.
And what incentive is there for these doctors to screw Kawhi?
Here's the deal. When you're a young guy in your career and something happens to your body in which you cannot explain, I'm talking Kawhi Leonard. He had a situation. I saw it with J.J. Redick when he was the first year with the Clippers. His quad was not firing. He had a level of, it was a either a neuro deal or a patella, something in which he would play above the amount of time, and that quad would just, it would kind of go limp noodle, was not working. And the first time in your career, you start to feel something with your body that's not right, it's a scary place to be in. And when you get out on the court and you attempt to go play, and we're talking Kawhi Leonard, and you say, what's wrong with my knee? What's wrong with my leg? This doesn't feel right. And the answers you're telling me aren't equating to what's happening. Because, doctor, I'm with you 4 or 5 hours a day doing treatment, getting rehab, doing all the little things, and it's not working out. So when I look at what San Antonio did, they were not empathetic to what Kawhi Leonard had going on. And I get it. Manu Ginobili ran through both his knees and his ankles and had no problem long until he was over the age where he should have been playing.
Playing until
Tony,
40, right?
Tony Parker would risk it all, hip, knee, whatever. Tim Duncan would take
less. These guys are Hall of Famers, yeah. And guess what? This is perfect. Ryan Hollins, what he's saying is perfect. All these guys were warriors. Kawhi never has played more than 74 games in a season. And you know the label on Kawhi Leonard was he's soft. Is he soft? He don't want to play. He don't want to push his body to the limits. He doesn't want to play. His limits were minute. This is a guy who came into the league and was like a sixth man with the Spurs for a minute. Okay? He's never played more than 74 games in his career. He's 28 now. Is it injuries? Is he soft? Is he... I don't know. What is it? What's the problem with Kawhi Leonard? Why isn't he playing back-to-backs? Who is this guy? Joel Embiid? It's just frustrating as a fan.
You're utterly ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
You're absolutely absurd. Jason McIntyre, you're somebody, whether you consider me a good friend or not, I consider you a good friend. And I want you to know, if he gets hurt, no one cares.
What
if
do you mean?
Listen.
If Kawhi goes down right now, the league
cares
big time.
No. I'm talking about at the time, just in period. If Kawhi Leonard gets hurt and he can't be the best Kawhi Leonard that he can be, nobody cares. They move on. You're as good as done as an athlete. The reality when it comes to Kawhi Leonard, only you know your body. And when Kawhi gets on the floor, all you see is this guy who's 6'8", 200, 40, 30 pounds, who can dribble, shoot, jump out the gym, and you see his physical stature and nature. Only he knows how he feels. And it's an old school throwback mentality where you go out and you run yourself into the ground.
Larry Bird.
And when you're no longer
Michael
good,
Jordan.
you just go on. And there are only a few guys who can actually do that at a high level. And like, I'm glad you brought up Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan didn't have the injuries that a lot of these guys have that the normal players have.
In air quotes, because we still don't know what's wrong with Kawhi. I have not gotten a definitive word. And if you want to say, hey, doctor client confidentiality, fine. Okay. Well, then you, until you give me the real story, I'm sorry. I'm going to say, Jason, man, LeBron's only playing 75, 80 games.
Let me share something with you. He probably doesn't really know. And even more scary, the doctors probably still didn't, and especially at that time in San Antonio, did not really understand. Do you know how scary it is to go into the doctor and you say, man, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. What's wrong with, I'm coughing, I'm whatever, I'm sick, my knee hurts, my elbow hurts. And the doctor goes, I don't know, I'm not sure. And then the doctor goes, you go and tell the doctor, man, I did everything you told me and my knee still hurts. I don't know what to tell you. Just play through it. What?
Okay. That's fair. That's all good and well. But that argument falls apart because how often does Kawhi Leonard miss playoff games? Oh, Ryan Hollins, that knee that's, oh, it's just degenerative. And it, something's always wrong. But in the playoffs, his knee never really flares up.
Isn't that the exact argument why he isn't okay. soft, though? He's trying to be ready for
Thank
the
you.
Toughest time of the
so
year.
So when the chips are down
Thank
and
you,
it's
Gavin.
Tough time, Kawhi Leonard says, I will show up every day and be a warrior. But during the season, I'm not going
to
play in November and December.
Let me pose.
How is that not diva behavior?
Let me pose something to you. Jason McIntyre, there's not too many sports that get past you. You know every stat, every player. You don't miss a beat, and you are – Uber informed. No. I'm a big fan, brother. So there was a point when Toronto and Kawhi Leonard, they were playing Philadelphia, and I forget which game it was, but you literally saw Kawhi get to a point where Kawhi, I believe in game five and on after Philly, was literally dragging his leg up and down the court. That you could see Kawhi playing in the NBA Finals and playoffs on one leg. Something happened to where Kawhi's leg went out. And it was even interesting. Remember when he dunked on Giannis? He dunked on him left-handed? Kawhi Leonard literally ran and jumped off of one leg, palms it with his left hand, and dunks on Giannis Antetokounmpo. So he did everything that we're talking about on one leg. That can only last for so long. You only want that from Kawhi in an all or nothing type of situation. And you got to understand, with Kawhi's knee, and I'm not no doctor, I just played the game for 10 years, four in college, four in high school, had knee problems the entire time. It's part of an NBA career. You can see that knee get a certain level of fatigue and not fire and not work the same. I don't know if he's got chondromalacia, which is roughage of the kneecap, which causes swelling. Whatever it is, Kawhi Leonard does not want to overwork his quad or knee to a certain extent because it will literally give out on him.
Okay, so he will overwork it in the playoffs, right? But he won't in the regular season. Interesting. So I don't remember.
Whoa, is that wrong? Whoa, you say that really open-ended.
Okay,
is that
good.
A bad statement?
Now we're getting down to the crux. But let me look back at this Sixers series when they barely won on that Kawhi prayer shot in the corner. He took 39 shots in that game, 41 points. Boy, I'm sure the knee was just killing him. And then the next series against Milwaukee, he got to the line an average of 10 times a game. Boy, I'm sure the knee was just brutal. Oh, my gosh. He only averaged 29-9. And then in the finals, of course, getting guarded by, Warriors backups and G League guys. He had a really good series. So, Warrior, tough guy in the playoffs, and then regular season, no, I don't want it. So, okay, so here, you guys make some fair
unreal.
Points. And I don't want to act like I'm going
in. He is
in.
Unreal, Gavin. He's on, unreal.
It's
today.
Like you're arguing for, like, guys that only care about going to the Pro Bowl. Like, I'm going to put up these regular seasons. Who cares about the regular season?
That, and Gavin points to a fine thing. If that's the new NBA, hey, man, we care about the playoffs.
That's not what we're saying, bro. That's not what we're saying.
When LeBron, right now they got a back-to-back this week. LeBron probably ain't playing in both of them. And I am going to the Mavericks-Lakers game on Sunday. Will you be there? Luka's supposed to be back, by the way.
I don't know. I might be.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So, if LeBron starts taking days off, I want the same energy you guys have for defending Kawhi to defend LeBron when he takes off a back to back.
Stop looking at me like that, bro. I love load management. Looking at me like I love load management.
And that goes to all you meatheads out there listening to the Dan Patrick Show. Okay, and you could have come on Twitter and bashed LeBron. Keep that same energy for Kawhi because I just feel like it's a double standard.
Kawhi has been slammed And the big slam. Kawhi has been slammed for load management. Whoa, is that a wrong statement?
Name the media members who have slammed Kawhi.
This is a tidal wave of Kawhi Leonard and load management. Kawhi is so quiet, you got to search. They got to dig into the art. They had to find out what happened with Uncle Dennis in his meeting and him to miss a Milwaukee Bucks game early in the season. To find anything. The guy gives you nothing.
First week of the season, he's load managed.
The guy gives you nothing. Well, I mean, clearly he played into the NBA Finals on a bad knee. The guy had to take
some... Can I stop hearing about his knee?
Okay, hold on.
Can I hear some real facts? He's got a bad knee. Shucks.
I think he just had a bad elbow.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something,
Jason McIntyre.
Did you see Kawhi Leonard in the NBA playoffs limping up and down the court?
I saw him hanging a lot of points on the Sixers.
Whoa, no. It's a question. Was he limping?
We got to go to break. I'm going to go with no for now, but I'm going to go on YouTube and see if I can find.
You are a man.
I mean, he didn't miss no games if he was so beat up, Ryan Hollins.
He can't.
Sit out a game.
It's win or go home.
No, you got 7-game series. They're up 3-1, 3-2, whatever. Sit out a game.
You're something else, man.
Uncle Dennis, come on. Come at me, bro. Oh, here on the Dan Patrick Show, want to hear something amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. It's amazing, so amazing, that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. You get the cash back match and then even more cash to match it. Discover cash back match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match. That's discover.com/match. Okay, so a solid 70 minutes on LeBron, Clippers, Lakers. I know that those of you listening in L.A. love this. However, we are a national show. We will be branching out. Because guess what? Ryan Hollins knows how to fix the Dallas Cowboys, who are going to miss the playoffs. Does it involve keeping Jason Garrett? Probably not. But it might. That's next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details. Name Curtis Blow,
and Christmas is one thing I know. Back here on the Dan Patrick Show, he's Ryan Hollins, defender of all things Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, God.
I am Jason McIntyre. I broke my own rule, Ryan Hollins. I went on Twitter, and guy coming after me for calling Kawhi a diva. And I just hope you listen to the whole thing and not just, 30 seconds.
Did he come at you that hard?
No, it's just pretty hard. Nobody comes. I mean, what's funny, and I know you get this probably more than I do. Online, people will come at you hard as hell. In public, I've never had someone come up and open with any of this garbage that they
never. Never.
So I was like, hey, what's up, man? And then maybe after you talk to the, I'll be with my family and someone will, at a store will, oh, yeah, Jason, I've seen you on the herd or whatever. And eventually be like, I can't believe you love this guy so much. And okay, we talk about it and whatever. But the way people come at you on social media is comical.
It's very disappointing. It's disheartening. As a parent, and we talked about it a little earlier, I got 4 kids. And I see some of these young kids just using every obscenity in the book. Yeah. And it's like, do your parents know what you're doing online? And even more frustrating, sometimes there are these young athletes and you go, guys, someone's going to see this. Or if you ever plan on doing anything with your life or playing anywhere, the first thing they're going to go to is your social media, and they see all the nonsense you're doing. Do you see that, Jason? We got to do our nonsense, you know, in the confines of our home or with our buddies.
I'm glad. I don't know about you.
Nobody.
I'm glad there was no social media when I was in my 20s, early 20s. Like, I was a mess. I still am kind of a mess. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nuanced. They all are. Yeah. They all are.
I love Uncle Dennis, by the way.
Let me just say.
I wish I had an Uncle Dennis.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But you got people in your corner.
Yeah, but I could use it. Hey, Uncle Dennis, you want to represent me in my next negotiations? Yeah,
isn't that just great negotiation tactics?
Give me a house.
Hey, let me throw this out.
I want a private jet.
How many connections do the Lakers have? I know we don't want to dive in. Many. It would have been
probably more than any team in the league.
How easy would it have been for the Lakers to reach out to Jack Nicholson or some billionaire and say,
what
hey,
happens?
Hey, you didn't hear this from us.
I know what's good.
We'll deny it, but can Kawhi stay in your summer house? Hey, can Kawhi use your fifth plane? Can Kawhi, hey, you didn't hear this from us.
And what happens when somebody decides to play dirty pool and the Clippers lose out on Kawhi to the Lakers and they say, well, here's what happened. You know this. Yeah, how many times have the Lakers been fired for tampering, which is the dumbest thing ever in the last 4 years?
Everybody tampers.
Yeah, Magic Johnson jokes on Jimmy Kimmel about Paul George or whoever. And it's like Lakers fine $500,000 for tampering.
Yeah,
so the
ridiculous.
Lakers can't do that. They're held to a different standard.
You just can't tamper in people's face. Like, you know, like everybody knows it happened, but just don't do it in my face. Yeah. Don't do it in my face.
So do you believe in the NFL Jerry Jones should be tampering? We know he's reaching out to people behind the scenes about Jason Garrett. Cowboys, obviously, devastating loss on the road to the Eagles. The offense, which is supposed to be this machine, held without a touchdown. I mean, it was embarrassing. I've never been a Dak guy. He didn't look sharp. His receivers dropped like 6 passes. Cowboys at a crossroads, Ryan Hollins. If you're Jerry Jones, and Jerry Jones was listening to the Dan Patrick Show today and said, man, that Ryan Hollins guy is interesting. Let me get his number. Let me text him. And Jerry Jones, the billionaire, says, Ryan, any thoughts on the coaching situation? What do you got?
For one, Jerry Jones doesn't want to be his worst enemy. And I say that in a sense.
I think that's impossible.
He's looking, right? Well, let me give you a perspective here. He's looking at Dak Prescott. He's looking at Jason Garrett. He's looking at Zeke, Amari Cooper, two of which he didn't pay, one in which he did when we're talking Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
And he's blaming everybody. What went wrong? I spent everything. I put it together. We can't get a chance. You went wrong, Jerry Jones. Why? Not only did you jump in and not allow Jason Garrett to do his job to the best of his ability because you are too seen, too heard, too vocal in the media about how you want to grade your team, those are conversations in which should have happened behind closed doors. That's for one. You don't see championship organizations stepping out, owners, and scrutinizing their head coaches after games that win games. That's the first off. Secondly, Jerry Jones, as we look to the future, you have to think if you want to bring in an Urban Meyer, you want to bring in some of these big names as coach, you are auditioning for them. Because right now, Jerry Jones, there's no amount of money you're going to be able to throw at these guys to step into a situation in which you run them, you micromanage them from afar, and you scrutinize them after a game. Because if you disrespect Jason Garrett when things go wrong and he's supposed to be your guy, and for the most part, he stood by Jason Garrett. He's been a defender of Jason Garrett. If you step up and do that, how do you know that Urban Meyer and a couple of these other coaches aren't going to sit back and say, yo, if I lose a game or two, Jerry, I don't want to hear you getting at me in the media. How do I know I can trust you? How do I know that I can trust you? How do I know that you're going to allow me to do my job? When you don't pay your quarterback, you put him in a situation. You put your offensive coordinator in a situation. And we're talking Dallas, in which he has to get out of his comfort zone. He's trying to show you that he's something that he's not at this moment in his career. Dak Prescott is not a guy that I'm expecting 300-plus yards from per game. Am I wrong?
Well,
am I wrong? Hopefully, right?
Well, you're saying it almost sounds like you think Jerry should have paid Dak.
He should have come to an agreement, not a highest-paid quarterback, not something wild, a reasonable agreement.
Give me what is reasonable.
I don't think he's a top five. I don't think
but
he's Wentz money. I don't think
wanted,
he's that.
He wanted that.
But guess what? I'm sure Dak Prescott is mature and reasonable enough to where he would have come in and you could have settled on a number.
So the problem with that is Dak was making, because he was a mid-round pick, like $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year. And so he's saying, y'all had me on the discount for a minute, and we went to the playoffs. It's time to pay up, and I want 30-plus million. Mm. And that's what he's saying in the preseason. And you look at all the metrics, the numbers, the advanced stats. He's an average quarterback in a 15 to 22 range. That ain't $30 million. So then Dak comes out and really screws Jerry by torching the league for the first three games against bad teams. And then his price went up. It's like you, Ryan Hollins. You go out on a 10-day contract with somebody. You look awesome. And you're like, whoa, okay. So we're going to sign him for the rest of the year. You play great. I need big money. I need to get paid. You had a chance earlier to sign me. And it feels like Jerry kind of might have screwed that up. I wouldn't pay Dak.
Let me
got a franchise tag.
Let me throw this to you, too. You can obviously franchise tag him, which I think is a poor move for your quarterback, because if he's not right, the rest of the team is not right. And I don't want to say that Dak Prescott handled the situation poorly or he hadn't been mature or hadn't brought his leadership to the table. But I know there's a certain you're just comfortable when you're paid. I remember after I played for Dallas, I was a free agent, and Minnesota offered me $7 million.
A year?
No, not a year. It was for 3 years, right?
$7 million, okay.
And my mindset, you see all these other NBA guys getting paid. You see big money, max contract, $100 million, $50 million, $60
million.
Samuel Dallamare was making $50 million. And I was like, man, I want more money than that. I want that. Like, you know, I'm naive. I'm in my own head going to – and guess what? After I sat on it and me and my agent talked, we go, man, dude, you got an opportunity to make more money than you've ever made in your life.
Uh-oh.
You got it. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So that $7 million ain't something I was about to pass up on.
So what happened?
Oh, obviously I took it. I played for the Minnesota Timberwolves. We're not a fool now.
I was going to say.
But I say that when I bring up Dak. Dak, you may have felt like you were much more, but if the reasonable offer had been put out and it had been driven home, I cannot see, and forgive me, maybe I'm wrong, Dak Prescott ultimately just walking. Or you should have been banging his door down. Come on, Dak. Come on, Dak. Come on, Dak. You guys, it's your job as a owner, negotiator, whatever it may be, to come to terms with it. And maybe it's you not paying Zeke in the middle linebacker. Ooh. And everybody else before Dak. Because now he's looking at them and going, man, you got the money, dog. You got the money, so you clearly don't believe in me. You don't believe in me. So now you're in a situation, you're better off just moving on. You're better off moving on. Come on, man. So
Ryan, so we both agree on Dak, but I don't know if
I
heard your...
The rest of your team is in a bad place because of it, right?
Just nevertheless, it came down to one game. You beat the Eagles. You're in the playoffs. You already squashed them earlier in the year. Come out totally flat, fall behind instantly. Usually that's on the coach, right? The team's not prepared, doesn't have a great game plan or whatever.
Agreed. You lose the
they
special teams against
so many good teams. Lost to my Jets, who were not very good this year. And I don't know. I just feel like you're not going to be able to do, like you said, Jerry Jones wants somebody he can control. So just a quick history of Jerry Jones. Wins with Jimmy Johnson. He could not control Jimmy Johnson. Wins with Barry Switzer. He could not control Barry Switzer. So Jerry wanted more credit than his coaches. Facts. So what does he do? He goes out and gets Chan Gailey, Dave Campo. Then he's like, no, I need to get we need to get back to our winning ways. Bill Parcells. Bill Parcells at the end. Bill Parcells Bill Parcells hangs out a couple years out. And then the last two coaches are Wade Phillips, who he could be his puppet, didn't win squat. Jason Garrett, puppet, but not winning. So at this stage, Jerry Jones, billionaire, he's close to 80 years old. Do you believe he will put his ego aside and say, okay, I need to go get the best man for the job? Even if that means I can't go talk to the media after games. Mm. I can't call into radio shows. Jerry Jones does like that. Can he put his ego aside at 80 years old?
Man, he's not going to have a choice. Because
Who's going to tell him to do that? He owns a damn team.
Hey, man. Jerry, and a lot of these owners fall into these situations. It's not just football. Happens a lot in basketball and baseball, too. You can't fall in love with the guy that you like, and it's better as an owner for you not to be seen. Now, I understand the only owner in which it actually works for, and I'm going to credit him, one of my former owners and bosses. We talked about him earlier, Mark Cuban. Mm. Mark Cuban taught himself the game of basketball. Mark Cuban went from just a fan of the game to actually sitting down, watching film, watching tape, watching games from an analytical standpoint to learn basketball so that when Mark Cuban steps in to say who he wants signed, who he wants in the team, and how it's going to work out, Mark is actually very more knowledgeable.
Is that too hands-on, though? Was he watching tape with the players?
Mark stepped back. No, not with the players himself.
Okay.
Mark Cuban stepped back, and he has a trust within Rick Carlisle. They have a good working relationship, and obviously Rick Carlisle overachieved at the position. But Mark Cuban, when he puts his stamp on how he wants to see things run, he actually knows what he's talking about now. See, when he had Avery Johnson, he micromanaged Avery. Literally during the game, and I don't know if you know this, during the games, and this was before I was there, I came the year after, Avery Johnson would be on the bench and he'd be coaching, and he would get these little note cards placed to him from Mark Cuban and said, hey, you know, put Dampier back in the game for this many minutes. Hey, Michael Finley's not getting the ball. Run some plays. And Mark Cuban would be coaching or putting little – it didn't work like that.
Hell no. It didn't work.
Okay, and Avery Johnson had a tough time coaching the Dallas Mavericks. Jerry Jones, now obviously I don't believe he's sending note cards down, but when you
– He talks to the media enough.
When you have your entire team on a tryout and have an opportunity to be Super Bowl contenders, this is where – let's compare this. Compare the Dallas Cowboys to the Rams. Now, the Rams went out and grossly overpaid for their guys. They had a stud young coach, Sean McVay, and it worked out. But guess what? They paid their guys and they're comfortable. And they didn't win a Super Bowl, but they got to a Super Bowl. Dallas Cowboys, everybody's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
They played uncomfortable, Jay.
There's no way Jerry's stepping back. There's no way. He's just not going to recede.
Well, there's no way Jerry's winning. There's no way he's winning.
We got to go to break here. I'm going to give you two names, guys.
Mm.
College football coaches, because I do believe Jerry. I don't think he's getting Urban Meyer. Okay, you've been at FS1 a couple times. Urban Meyer's over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say he ain't getting Urban Meyer.
He's going to have to pay for him. That's the best thing. Urban's showing him. I don't need you, dog.
You want a 10-year, $100 million job? Like Gruden? I'll give you two names. I believe one of these two will be the next Cowboys coach.
Oh.
Matt Rhule of Baylor.
Mm.
He has done really good things at Temple and now Baylor. And the other guy's Matt Campbell at Iowa State. Now, I know what you're going to think. Mm. Wait, these guys haven't accomplished enough. They're at the point where I think they would make the leap because they've kind of maxed out their programs, Baylor and Iowa State. And they're two young disciplinarians, smart, can reach out to the millennial athlete. I think one of those two guys, Rhule or Campbell, will be the next Cowboys coach. All right, coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, Ryan Hollins, UCLA Bruin, great. College football playoff is Saturday. Is UCLA in that? Are they in this?
That's what we're doing? Go! Yo!
Listen, I'm a Chip Kelly guy.
That's what we're doing?
I graduated from James Madison University. They are in the championship game. I'm pretty sure.
Who do you claim as a real school, though? Who do you claim?
What a real school. JMU is a real school.
Normally, like, the smaller school guys always claim, like, I'm a SC guy. Well, I'm a UCLA guy. Like,
I went to Virginia Tech for 2 years. I like Virginia Tech and root for them. But I'm an East Coast guy. I just got out here to the West Coast 3 years ago to do
FS1. Who do you really claim as a school? If you were walking around your school with another school's, you know, shirt on or whatever.
No, I don't do that. I only wear JMU gear. And listen, it's a good talking point for the ladies because a lot of the ladies know JMU. Big school in Virginia. It's not UVA.
Why did you use that voice?
I thought it was a little suave and cool. Ladies.
Oh, my God.
Dan Patrick Show. He's Ryan Hollins. I'm Jason McIntyre. So we are going to do a little college football playoff. I don't know if you guys have seen the lines for this game. Kind of interesting stuff happening here. And there is a big injury you've got to monitor. So we'll do college football playoff next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing, you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is a way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
How much fun it's gonna be back together. Here on the Dan Patrick Show. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, with no limit to how much we'll match. Millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. Discover Cashback Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/cashbackmatch. Ryan Hollins, have you seen Rise of the Skywalker yet?
I have not.
Are you a Star Wars guy?
I'm absolutely a Star Wars guy.
Oh,
this is on atop my list. Have you seen it?
Rearrange your priorities. Yeah, I saw it opening night with my 8-year-old.
Like that?
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been waiting on this for a while.
Yeah, I
they've been teasing us for a while,
right?
It's an
awesome movie. And you know what I loved is the synergy. I think it was TBS or TNT. One of those did a Star Wars marathon last weekend. So yeah. Then you come out of Rise of the Skywalker and you're like, oh, let me catch up on Rogue One and all these other ones. Yeah.
Have you been watching The Mandalorian?
Now, listen, I have not, but I just got Disney Plus 2 days ago. Gavin, a producer here, told me, Jay, you got to get Disney Plus Mandalorian. So I got it like heavily discounted on Christmas Eve just so the kids could watch Home Alone. And then I see Mandalorian. So as soon as I get some free time, next few days, I'm gonna watch it.
I didn't really know what it was.
I don't know what it is.
And then I started watching it.
No spoilers. Good.
But it's crazy.
Okay.
It's kind of like, yo, like, do I get to watch this at home? Like, this is kind of good. Like,
yeah.
This is like too good. Like, how much did y'all budget for this?
I don't know if the Dan Patrick crowd is into Star Wars. What's your guess on that, Gavin? Dan Patrick show? I mean, I've hosted Dan Patrick probably a dozen times.
I think they're an original trilogy group. I think they're, you know, some throwback, like, you know. Luke,
I wonder if they're going to blow up my Instagram inbox.
If someone can hear you nerd out about LeBron James, they're definitely in Star Wars.
Okay. All right. What about the college football playoff? What's your interest level for that, Ryan Hollins, on Saturday?
I need you to get me up to date.
Oh, geez.
Listen, it's pretty hard for us UCLA Bruins. We haven't played football in Westwood for a long time.
By the way,
USC is garbage as normal, but ultimately, it's tough. I'm a West Coast guy, man.
Yeah.
I'm a West Coast guy.
Here's how I realized the college football playoff was not big out here in LA. So I had a weekly Monday pickup basketball game. Okay. And the
what position do you play?
I'm a one or two at my gym.
Now, is Iggy allowed in your
pickup game? He doesn't play in the game. He just goes up and shoots up there. Curry was up in there recently. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see the picture I got with him talking to him about NBA action while moms came up for selfies. It was a line, basically. Curry, great guy. I'm just going to pretend he didn't say that. So, you know, the Monday pickup basketball game, and I'm like, oh, guys, I only got time for one game today. I got to go watch the national championship. And all these guys are young, you know, maybe from like 25 to 50, 55. And they're like, what game? I'm like, Clemson, Alabama, the national championship, they're like, oh, I'll get home for the second half. Like, the people out here just aren't that big on it. Now, East Coast, I grew up on the East Coast. And, Ryan, I mean, like, football is huge. All these college football playoff games, national championships. But nobody's missing to play pickup basketball.
But here's why. We have not had a representative on a national level in so long.
I think Mariota was the last one.
And we're stuck because, listen, there's USC, there's Oregon, who'll pop in and out, and they weren't what they thought. We beat each other up. We shot ourselves in the foot by Oregon and not winning. And then, you know, Fresno State, like a long time ago, used to, you know, kind of be good. So we haven't had representation. That's why it's tough on the West Coast, and that's why USC football was so popular. So when USC went away, it's kind of like, who do we cheer for? Even as a UCLA guy, it was just nice to see a Pac-10 at the time, a Pac-12 representative in those big games.
No Pac-12 again this year. It is the first game is Oklahoma LSU. The spread has been interesting. Do you gamble at all, Ryan Hollins?
No, I don't.
Interesting.
You gamble?
I do.
Like, actively?
I do.
I can see that from you, because you probably win, don't you? You win, don't you?
I had a tough year in college football, I'm not going to lie. But anyways, so the spread opened at about 9 or 10, ballooned up to 14.5, two touchdowns. Now it's back to 13.5. The big injury is the LSU running back. He's number 22. He reminds me of Doug Martin. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name. The last name. Maybe Gavin will call it up here. But he's got an injury, and he's been massive out of the backfield, running the football. I would take Oklahoma here getting two touchdowns because LSU's never been to this spot. Oklahoma has been here with Baker Mayfield, et cetera. And I think a late touchdown, they lose by 13, they cover. The other game is the big one, Clemson, Ohio State. Any lean there?
Clemson.
Yeah.
Clemson.
You got to go. Come on, man. Problem, the guys Gavin, I know you're on Clemson. I talk to Colin Cowherd a lot. He is on Clemson as well. I haven't heard one person say they're on Ohio State, and that's what scares me. Because, Ryan, you know this about gambling. If everybody in the world is on one side, that means Vegas needs the other side. Who wins more, Joe Public or Las Vegas?
Ooh.
Las Vegas. They built casinos in the desert.
It's Vegas,
so
man.
That scares me a little bit because I like Clemson a lot here. Gavin, are you on Clemson as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, absolutely. They've been amazing all season, especially covering major spreads, 20-plus points, 30 sometimes.
So that is Saturday. It's a couple good games on Saturday. And then the NFL Sunday. I got to say, listen, we're heading into hour number three here, and we're going to go jump back to the NBA. So the NBA really pops on Christmas Day, right? You could argue that's the beginning of
the
NBA
beginning
season.
Of the season, yeah.
I'm seeing reports now as we have the TVs on here in the studio that LeBron may miss some time after yesterday's game. How much should LeBron load manage? Should we have him take a week off? Should we just have him not do back-to-backs? I need a plan going forward for LeBron because, listen, if LeBron ain't going to be healthy come May and June, we know they're not beating the Clippers. Are you pro load management for LeBron James?
I am so pro load management, LeBron James.
What I like to hear.
And there are a million reasons why. Yes. A million reasons why. Do you want to know them?
Oh, next hour we'll do that. Coming up next, Ryan Hollins and myself, Jason McIntyre, in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes. LeBron, buddy, it's time to load manage.
Five-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to
a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you. Like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.